It's officially summer, and for some, that means cookouts, picnics, and family time down the shore. And with June winding down, Philadelphia's Welcome America July 4th celebration is on the horizon. Need a little help figuring out what to do with your leisure time? Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, has compiled a lovely list of events and activities for us to consider. Good morning, Tanya. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jennifer, and good morning to you. For those of you spending weekends down the shore, I've got good news for you that lasts through the entire summer. The Summers Point Beach Concert Series happens Fridays through September 6th, and there's also a show on Thursday, July 4th. The concerts feature all genres from R&B to rock and blues, and this Friday's show is Victor Wainwright and the Train.
Music at the beach, yeah, I like that. But one can only take so much sand and surf. I like to mix things up. What else can we do outside?
Attention, all bird watchers.
Tweet, tweet. You got one over here.
On selected Wednesdays this summer, the Winter Tour Museum in Delaware offers birding walks with an expert naturalist and birder. But you got to get up early. They start at 8 a.m. and you must register beforehand. Now, these walks tend to fill up quickly, so if you're interested, act now. But if you miss those, the museum has a selection of other nature tours and talks during the summer months. Yeah!
Tanya, Welcome America is Philly's multi-day celebration of this nation's founding. Fill us in on some of this year's Welcome America events.
Philadelphia really knows how to throw an Independence Day party, and as they should, because it all got started right here. There's a slate of events that start this Saturday all the way through to next Thursday, which is, of course, the July 4th holiday. Sunday's Historic District's Block Party, which is on 5th and 6th between Market and Chestnut, is in its fifth year. And when they said block party, Jennifer, they meant it. They're going to have everything from food trucks to pop-up entertainment to special attractions for kids. And at 7 p.m., the Gospel on Independence concert begins right in the same area. To get all the info about the Welcome America events, check out our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
Tanya, there's bound to be more music going on this week.
And you're absolutely right. And we've got some local talent in town this weekend and another block party. At the Mann Music Center, WDAS is hosting the summer block party, and it's almost all homegrown acts. Jill Scott, Music Soul Child, and Jasmine Sullivan are on the bill with rapper Mace. It starts at 6 p.m.
They're all great. And Jill Scott, she is so multi-talented. I know she's branched out into TV and movies.
Jilly from Philly has done quite well for herself. Now, Jennifer, I bet you know what a mixtape is.
Yes, I do. I have a box of them in the attic from my cassette days.
I remember those.
I still listen to cassettes. But you know, the Pixies, the Meters, De La Soul, some old favorites.
For our millennial listeners, that's what we had to listen to music on before streaming playlists. We've got some artists in town, though, that you might have made some mixtapes with.
They sound super familiar.
It's New Kids on the Block. They're calling it the Mixtape Tour, and they're coming with other acts any fans of 80s and 90s music will instantly recognize. Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, Salt-N-Pepa, and Naughty by Nature. They are all at Wells Fargo tonight at 7:30, and they are still tickets available.
It is true. It's old as new, and nostalgia is cool. Oh, my goodness.
You know what else is cool? It's cephalopod week.
Yeah, what? What?
Well, for most people, a cephalopod is what you see when you eat calamari. They're the sea creatures mostly characterized by their lack of shells and a whole lot of tentacles. Octopus and squid, which calamari is made from, are part of that family.
Yes, and Science Friday, which airs right here on WHYY at 2 p.m. on Fridays, is celebrating cephalopod week. What are they doing?
Swimming with squids? I'm just kidding. Friday is Cephalopod Movie Night, which takes place in 10 cities around the country. It's happening here at Johnny Brenda's on Friday at 7. There'll be some marine scientists there and some discussion as well.
Now that could be one unforgettable date night, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tanya Cephalopod Pendleton, thanks again for all the weekend options. Where do we find out more?
To head right to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.